The Good Mayor by Andrew Nicol, read by Penelope Keith. In the year blank, when A.K. was governor of the province of R, good Thibaut Krovitch had been mayor of the town of Dot for almost 20 years. These days, not many people visit Dot. Not many people have a reason to sail so far north into the Baltic, particularly not into the shallow seas at the mouth of the river Ampersand. There are so many little islands offshore, some of them appearing only at low tide, some of them, from time to time, coalescing with their neighbours with the capriciousness of an Italian government, that the cartographers of four nations long ago abandoned any attempt to map the place. Catherine the Great sent a team of surveyors who commandeered the house of the harbour master of Dot and lived there 7 years, mapping and remapping and mapping again, before they finally left in disgust. "Ce n'est pas une mer, c'est un portage," the chief surveyor memorably remarked, although nobody in Dot understood him. Unlike the Russian nobility, the people of Dot did not express themselves in French. Neither did they speak Russian, for despite the claims of the Empress Catherine, the people of Dot did not count themselves as Russian. Not at that time. At that time, the men of Dot, if anyone had cared to ask them, might have spoken of themselves as Finns or Swedes. Perhaps, at some other time, they might have nodded to far-off Denmark or even Prussia. Some few might have called themselves Poles or Letts. But, for the most part, they would have stood proudly as men of Dot. Count Gromyko shook...